Longtime Representative Max Gruenberg died yesterday in Juneau. The Anchorage Democrat was 72 years old. Gruenberg had bipartisan respect for his skill in crafting legislation. He was the senior member of the House. He served during two separate periods, from 1985 to 1992, and then again starting in 2003. Gruenberg was born and raised in San Francisco. He served in the U.S. Navy in Vietnam. A retired family lawyer, Gruenberg sponsored the law that provides silver alerts to locate missing vulnerable adults. Another Gruenberg law requires the removal of asbestos from schools and public buildings. Fellow Democrat Anchorage Senator Bill Willikowski says he and Gruenberg represented East Anchorage together for nearly a decade. Willikowski says Max Gruenberg was a friend and a mentor, and he is saddened at his passing.
Max was a consummate statesman. He didn't view party lines. He worked across with Republicans, Democrats, and his fingerprints are all over so many pieces of legislation. He had a reputation of looking things over with a fine-tooth comb and making bills better.
Max Gruenberg served twice as the House Majority Leader. He was the Minority Whip in the current session. House Speaker Mike Chenault, a Nikiski Republican, says Representative Gruenberg often worked quietly behind the scenes rather than in the spotlight to get things done.
If he had an idea for a bill and, maybe didn't think that it would pass if it was under his name, you know, he would work with others across the party to find someone to help him with it, and he'd do all the legwork, he'd do all the background info, and at the end of the day, Max was about crafting a good piece of legislation that worked for Alaskans.
Governor Bill Walker ordered flags to be lowered to half staff for both Gruenberg and U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, who died on Saturday. The flags will remain at half staff until Justice Scalia is laid to rest. Governor Walker said Max Gruenberg's death is a significant loss for all of Alaska. Anchorage Democrats will submit three potential replacements to Governor Walker, who will choose one. House Democrats can then accept or reject that choice.